There's a number of reasons why the U.S. would have legitimate reasons to invade Venezuela. Worst case scenario, it seems, we got rid of a horrible dictator.
And replaced him with the vice president of the horrible dictator.
Have you been talking to Clav and getting some of his crystal meth?
No.
Trump's never going to invade Greenland. How about you give me a few Bitcoin if he ends up not invading Greenland by the end of his term? Because, like, it's just silly.
Sure. So as long as you want to wager on the other end that we won't set up any long-term refineries, that we won't have any formal agreements or negotiations we do with Venezuela to control any of the terrorist stuff going on in that country.
I never said that we would. Okay, so you're just wasting my time. Okay, so you're all just a waste of my time.
I'm not going to do any debates ever again. I'm so pissed
with the December 9th.
Hello.
How you doing, buddy?
I need to talk to you about Venezuela again.
Okay. What's up?
So, from my perspective, for the time being, I only see positives with the, you know, Trump invading Venezuela situation. So, again, it gets China out of South America. Again, they're importing missile systems into Venezuela that could reach the United States and could certainly help to give them power over the Panama Canal. Venezuela was also training Islamic terrorists from Hezbollah and other Iranian proxies. That's why there's, like, big Muslim communities in Venezuela right now. It's because terrorists are just bringing their friends and family members over. So also not a good thing. And there's also them trading oil with China and Russia. So, you know, the United States does get some control over the oil resources in Venezuela. Might be a little hard to actually take advantage of that because you know, there's a whole bunch of issues with oil investors wanting to even bother in that region because right now they don't have the best security guarantees, and they're hesitant since, you know, Venezuela has nationalized their oil industry before and basically stole everything from them. And, you know, their oil extraction and refineries are basically non-functional. I think they're operating at like 20%. So that is kind of like when people say, you know, the U.S. invaded Venezuela for oil, I don't think that's really what it was for. It's more of a national security thing where they're just trying to create a checkmate against China and just weaken Russia.
Okay. Let me... I'm just, one sec, opening stuff over here. I wrote down your points. The fuck is this? Hold on. Okay, that was dumb. Okay. For the first point, you said China is sending missile systems to Venezuela. First, can we clarify, what do we mean when we say this? Do you have like an article or something for me to read so I can check out this claim real quick? I just Googled China missile systems to Venezuela.
McBeth. Yeah, Ryan McBeth talked about this. He covered it. Medium-range missile systems, so basically they could reach a little bit past Florida. So they could directly attack the United States, in theory.
Can I see... I just need to see one thing for this, because I've never heard this before. So that they can launch aggressive, offensive, intermediate ballistic missile attacks against the United States because of Chinese imported missile systems. I'm searching for this.
Well, I don't think they're ballistic missiles. I don't think they're ballistic missiles.
Well, if they're shooting them for Venezuela, right?
Yeah. I'm not sure if they're ballistic missiles.
Are there long range? Do people shoot
medium range? Yeah, they're like medium range missile systems. Some of them could reach a little bit past Florida.
Okay, can I see real quick? I need to see like one link or source for this because I'm not seeing any of this. I see a bunch of apparently defense systems or whatever, but I'm just trying to find just so I can get.
Let me see. They have sent a variety of military equipment to Venezuela.
Mm-hmm.
They have, in fact, let me see. So much of this might be just because of the. It might be hard. If you're just Googling this, it might be kind of hard to find anything because, like, literally everything is about the dumb current invasion. I might. Give me one second.
I see that they have a shipment of Chinese C-802A anti-ship cruise missiles, which can target vessels about 190 nautical miles away. Over the past several years, it's been channeled to Venezuela. China's arms sales have included various armored vehicles, artillery, and light aircraft, and the regime in Venezuela has often obtained such assets at discounted prices in exchange for oil deliveries to Beijing.
This one covers I think it just gives a basic mention of military equipment being sent to Venezuela from China. I can send you that. I'm never wrong, so just trust me. But
okay, how Venezuela's China-made weapons fail to keep the U.S. away. The U.S. This sounds is going to sound like defensive systems now. My understanding is that I could be wrong, but my understanding is that any foreign power shipping any kind of like intermediate ballistic weapon to South America, that's going to be like a big deal. I don't know if I don't know if the U.S. could.
Well, again, that's one of the reasons why they invaded Venezuela.
Yeah, but I'm not seeing any proof that even was the case. I don't think that ever happened. I think at most maybe there are some missile defense systems for like surface to air things that apparently didn't function well during the US attack, but I don't think that they were getting long range missile systems from China.
Well, I didn't say long range. I said some of them were medium range that could go as far as like about Florida.
Yeah, but that would be a long range intermediate continental ballistic missiles. That's a long range. This is like over 1,000 miles, I think, or maybe to reach.
Okay, well, I don't know if that would be the appropriate technical term.
Sure, I don't know the technical.
Regardless, apparently they did have missile systems coming from China that could reach the United States and could very certainly reach the Panama Canal. So again, some of this was to just kind of checkmate China in case they invade Taiwan. And a bigger war breaks out.
Okay, I'm going to move on to the second part because I don't think this first claim is true. I just don't think there's any evidence for this. I think I would have heard about it.
Okay.
I think it would be a bigger deal. I think we'd be able to find tons of news articles about it if China was shipping intermediate ballistic missile systems to Venezuela. I think everybody over here.
I don't know why you'd figure that.
Because that would be a really big deal. It's almost like Cuban Missile Crisis tier of like countries being able to shoot missiles into the United States from South America. Why would they even need those missile systems? I think that would be really spooky.
I don't know why you'd figure the news media would be all over that.
Because it would be a really big deal. No?
Again, apparently the Trump Trump administration considered a big deal, which is why they invaded, or part of the reason.
Well, we don't know why. They've said it's for drugs. They've said it's for oil. They've said all sorts of things. So it's hard to... it's hard.
Well, there's a variety of reasons. And again, I would say the primary reason is just national security.
Okay, that might be the case, but there's no evidence of this missile system thing. For the second claim, you brought up terrorist training. Let me look this one up. What is the... You're saying Hezbollah or terrorist training?
Yeah, I think the main group was Hezbollah.
Okay, this is an older one, but... $70 million from Venezuela to Germany, January 2013, running training camps, international narcotics, smuggling out Russia, Venezuela, Bolivia. Okay. I'm sure it was active then. It was active more recently, but can we get... Is there anything recent about... Trump to designate Venezuela as a state sponsor of terrorism. Under the authoritarian rule of President Nicolas Maduro, Venezuela is going to be a hub of illicit drug trafficking and a sanctuary for terrorist organizations. The Maduro regime has cultivated mutually beneficial relationships with armed groups such as Lebanese Hezbollah and Colombia's Marxist rebel group ELN, allowing them to exploit Venezuela's lawless environment for their own nefarious ends. Practice in Tehran, allowing them to collaborate to undermine U.S. national interest and further entrench their respective illiberal governance models in a propaganda poster produced by the office of Ayatollah Ali Khamenei. Maduro is featured alongside other prominent pro-Iranian leaders, such as Hezbollah's leader Hassan Nasrallah and Syrian dictator Bashar al-Assad. Okay. Following the recent Iranian missile attack on Israel, it is necessary to consider the global reach of Iranian proxies and allies, particularly the well-sourced Lebanese terrorist organization Hezbollah, using Caracas as a base for their subversive activities in Latin America. Hezbollah operates a criminal terror network in the tri-border area of Brazil, Paraguay, and Argentina that generates important revenue for the terrorist organization. Largely driven by narcotics trafficking, Hezbollah operatives can largely move to and from Venezuela discreetly, and many have roots in Venezuela's sizable Lebanese community. But within the Maduro security apparatus, the clandestine foothold in Venezuela threats Iran and Hezbollah with closer access to the U.S. homeland, as well as potential soft military targets in the Western Hemisphere. But infamously, in 1992, Hezbollah, with Iranian support, bombed the Israeli embassy in Argentina 2 years later. Hezbollah. Okay, all right. This claim is at least true. Okay.
So there's a lot of Hadalaka-Daka people with 9/11-ish last names that are being flown to Venezuela for terrorist training. Another reason, again, why Trump wanted to invade Venezuela.
Okay. I'm not... sure about that one, but we can see that there is a definite link between Venezuela and Hezbollah, that there is at least money exchanged. People can move back and forth. There might be training. There seems there have been some attacks in South America related to this.
Like, what do you think they're doing?
Probably that, I would imagine. I don't know about...
Like, they're not going there for, like, I don't know, a cruise or...
Yeah, I think it's probably...
Holidays.
Yeah, I think it's probably bad, yeah. Okay. Is there any other thing that we could do besides invading a country to try to...
I don't know if you'd call this an invasion.
Well, we went into the country with our military and we kidnapped the leader and deposed him.
Okay. Has Iran invaded the United States?
No.
Has Iran invaded Canada? Okay, well, they have hundreds of Iranian agents that are embedded within the U.S. and Canada.
So, yeah, like, but even if we say...
I don't know what you classify as an invasion, so yeah, the U.S.
So, like, uniformed military services, like an Air Force, a Navy, or whatever else, doing a military operation in a country to depose the leader of that country is a military...
So, okay, so...
We don't have to call it an invasion, you call it military operation, you call it whatever you want, but... wait, what?
Did the U.S. invade Pakistan to get Osama bin Laden?
Arguably, yeah. Although we didn't target a Pakistan government or Pakistan leadership, Pakistani leadership, we were targeting somebody in Pakistan. But I mean, people would consider that a type of invasion, sure.
Oh, okay. If Osama bin Laden were the president of Pakistan, you'd still call that an invasion, right?
Absolutely. But I don't think we would have done it if he was the president of Pakistan.
You don't think the United States would have captured Osama bin Laden if he was the president of Pakistan?
Probably not.
Okay, dude, are you... Have you been talking to Clav and getting some of his crystal meth?
No. But we just generally don't target and kill.
That's insane.
Well, the insane thing is killing or kidnapping leaders of sovereign states. That's a crazy insane thing to do.
Well, guess what? Yeah. Venezuela is not a sovereign state. Nobody recognized Maduro's presidency. He's had an arrest warrant out for him for years. The guy's been working with the CCP, Islamic militant groups, you know, full-on terrorists.
Do you think it would be justified for the U.S. to depose China's leader to kidnap him?
Well, I'm sorry. Different set of circumstances.
Well, no, I'm just asking. If you're saying that them getting weapons from China could be a reason, do you think that deposing China's leader itself would be valid from
How
a U.S. interest?
Okay. Why are you bringing that up?
I'm just
obviously, at this point in time, that would not be tenable.
Well, I'm not asking if it's tenable. I'm just saying it would be justified. If we had the ability...
So why are you bringing that up?
Well, if we had the ability to go into China and kidnap Xi Jinping or whatever and depose the government there and get out with minimal losses or no losses, like would we be justified in doing that?
That question is nonsensical. What would be the objective?
Capture the leader.
What would be the best outcome?
Capture the leader and take no damages.
What would the possibility of mission success be?
Let's assume 99%.
Okay, then sure.
Okay.
Why wouldn't you?
Well, because I think that the concept that every sovereign state in the world's leadership is now looking to both defend against foreign capture or assassination, or is looking to commit foreign capture or assassination, puts the whole world in a more aggressive and on-edge posture. Like, it makes everything less peaceful, makes it harder to make trade deals with each other, it makes everybody less trustworthy of almost everything, you know, immigration, military stuff, whatever. I just think it creates an overall more tense, worse world.
Yeah, you notice it's Russia and China that are saying that. Oddly enough, weird. I wonder why.
Well, but even Russia and China aren't typically assassinating foreign leaders, right?
Oh, you don't think they are?
No.
Russia didn't try to assassinate Zelensky?
I mean, they tried, I mean, they're also, the countries are also at war with each other.
Oh, okay. So you're saying it was a bad idea for the U.S. to go after Maduro because it makes Putin on edge that somebody might be interested in assassinating political leaders, even though this guy murders everybody he doesn't like left and right, including foreign political leaders.
When was it? Did
so
Maduro?
What
who did Maduro? What
about?
Foreign political leader did Maduro assassinate or murder or capture?
We're talking about Putin.
What foreign leader did Putin murder or assassinate or capture?
Literally. I wasn't talking about Maduro doing that. I was talking about Putin doing that.
Sure, who did
so
Putin do it to?
You brought up this idea that, you know, taking Maduro sets this precedent where anybody can go after any foreign leader. Well, the only people who are saying this stupid shit are Xi, or the CCP, and Putin of Russia. And what do these people do? They kill all political dissidents they can get a hold of, including foreign leaders, especially Putin. This guy's tried to assassinate foreign leaders, again, left and right, including...
Who are these attempted assassinations left and right? You keep saying left and right, like it's over and over and over again. Who?
What do you mean? There's at least a few dozen political assassinations.
Then name a few. Name like two of them. Who? Foreign leaders or foreign diplomats or foreign government officials?
Well, no. I said political dissidents...
From their
and
own country?
Putin
their own nationals, yes. Their own nationals, yes. But that's a lot different than other countries.
Yes.
But that's different than other countries' citizens
they
or leaders.
Did it. Sorry. They did it. Putin has assassinated Russian political dissidents that defected and became citizens of the UK.
Sure, that's possible. And that's bad. But it's still way different than going after foreign leaders. Yeah.
By the way, Russia has also done some of the most shit when it comes to some of these assassination attempts. They had Russian agents put some sort of nerve agent on a hotel doorknob.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody could have touched that thing and killed anybody.
Sure, but that wasn't that attack targeting Navalny?
So what does this matter? You acknowledge Russia kills foreign citizens of other nations.
No, I don't think they generally target. I don't think that's generally Russia's MO. No.
I'm not saying they targeted innocent civilians. I'm saying they are responsible for civilian deaths with these, like, insane, reckless assassination attempts.
I just don't think that generally happens, no.
And again, Putin is the guy who's saying, oh, this Maduro thing is all wrong. You shouldn't go after foreign leaders, while he goes after foreign leaders like Zelensky.
Well, Zelensky is different because at the very least, those two countries are at war with each other, right?
Okay. What you do understand, like, Russia is to... there is, like, a cyber war going on between Russia and the United States and United States and China.
Uh-huh.
So are you saying it should be okay for us to go after Xi? You wouldn't have a problem with us assassinating him since...
I mean, we haven't really... the world hasn't decided that, like...
They've been trying to find all the nuclear launch sites. They've been trying to install malware into all of, you know, these computer systems that control, you know, heavy industry, like nuclear reactors, any energy production facilities. So they're trying to engage in cyber warfare that could completely cripple the United States in case of an all-out war.
Yeah, and I think that's really bad, and I think we need to have a conversation about, like, I think you could justify military action for that type of stuff, but right now, as per the agreements about from countries all over the world, we just don't really do military responses for cyber warfare.
Yeah, so it's just very strange that you have a, you know, a situation like Maduro, where he's bringing in Chinese missile systems that could be used to directly attack the United States.
That's, to be clear, that's not true.
Would almost certainly be used to shut down the Panama Canal.
That's not, we don't know if that's true either, right?
They are helping train terrorists.
That could be
happening,
yes.
They're helping fund terrorism.
That's probably happening,
they're trafficking drugs.
Okay, true.
And you have a country that has rich oil reserves, and they're getting completely, like, they're just not getting taken advantage, like, they're not taking advantage of it because their oil industry is just being turned to absolute shit because of this regime. There's a number of reasons why the U.S. would have legitimate reasons to invade Venezuela, especially considering this guy's presidency is completely illegitimate. The operation was a great success. You're talking about very minimal amount of people that had to be killed. They were in and out, and so far, you know, it hasn't turned into Iraq just yet. And we have a... You know, somebody who was loyal to Maduro but seems to be playing nice with the United States right now. So this seems like a pretty clean operation. Seems like all kind of win-win for the United States. And at the very least, you know, some of these oil industry execs can get some of their money back from, you know, the theft that occurred when their oil industry was nationalized. So it's just kind of strange that the only real pushback I've seen you make of this is, oh, well, other world leaders are talking about how this is making them worried that this sets a new precedent that we can just go after other world leaders. The only people who are saying this are fascist dictators like Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin.
I mean, other South American leaders are saying this.
Who they themselves are engaged in this exact kind of behavior.
Okay. Oh, I mean, that's a take. I'll say this with 95% confidence. Nothing will be done to stop the ties between any foreign terrorist group and Venezuela. Nothing will be stood up long term for any kind of U.S. oil extraction. This idea will probably be abandoned within a few months because this administration has the foresight for literally nothing. We haven't made any administrative change whatsoever in Venezuela. It's the same regime that was there before. We didn't put the other one in power that had won the election. So if you really were concerned about the results of the last election, then the current administration totally betrays that idea. There were no missile systems shipped. I don't know where you got that idea from. There's no proof of that. And I seriously doubt that happened because we would be talking about it. And I don't think we've damaged their relations with China or Russia at all. And there was a superior way to go about literally all of this, which would be building an international coalition
of
partners.
What do you mean we haven't damaged their relations with China or Russia? We literally captured Russian oil tankers.
Okay.
Like, Russia literally cannot get... Same with China. They can't get any of these oil shipments to Venezuela.
Don't they buy more oil from OPEC? I don't know what the current things and produce their own oil more. And isn't didn't we say that the Venezuelan refineries aren't even working that well anyway?
We know for a fact. We know for a fact there were Russian ships transporting oil.
Sure. Yeah, I'm sure there were some.
So now they can't anymore.
Sure. But I don't know
what you mean. It hurts their relationship, or sorry, doesn't hurt their relationship with Russia or China. They're not able to do what they're doing there anymore. So again, they aren't. I don't know what you mean by Trump administration isn't going to do anything to prevent terrorism. I would imagine there's like especially considering how racist Trump is and how he really doesn't like Muslims. I would imagine, even if he was kind of a lazy, stupid, incompetent guy, he would kind of be motivated to actually, you know, stop Hezbollah or whatever other Iranian-backed militant groups are getting training in the area. Well, they're like, I don't know.
He doesn't know. Like, did we rebuild Gaza? Do you think that's happening?
Look, I'm sure if we're assuming this was one of the reasons why they invaded Venezuela, they would have some kind of a plan in place. So they
Why would we assume that? They don't have a plan in place for anything else they've done. What you're just making, that's a total baseless assumption. They don't have a plan for Gaza.
Well, look,
they don't have a plan for a comprehensive plan for literally anything this administration does. They can't even run their own Department of Justice. Why would we assume they have a plan for a whole other country?
Well, look, this wasn't just Trump's idea. Okay, there are people who are smarter than him that would have told him,
no, there's
hey,
not.
Look, Trump,
no,
there's this reason.
No. I don't think so. I think Trump has eliminated almost all of the intelligent guidance that exists in his cabinet.
Geopolitical strategies?
What complex geopolitical positions has the Trump administration successfully navigated? None.
I think they're doing a much better job in Israel than the Democratic Party was.
Why? They haven't done anything.
At least they were actually... Yeah, they were promptly selling missile systems and bombs to Israel, whereas the munitions. Whereas the no, they weren't. They were delaying shipments.
They got what they needed.
Especially
they
right
got
before the election.
Tons of aid.
They were delaying shipments.
They got tons of aid. What, were they losing fights or something? What do you mean?
What do you mean? There were shortages of munitions, especially large, like, bunker-busting bombs that was delaying the invasion.
I don't agree with that. I think that the delays that were happening were because they wanted to see more evacuations of citizens or humanitarian pauses. It happened right before the initial invasion on October 7th, and it happened later on before they went to invade Rafah. They wanted to see the million people or whatever evacuated north. I don't think there were any meaningful delays.
No, there were delays. There were absolutely delays. The Biden administration was basically promising some large munitions, and sometimes those munitions shipments, they were delayed by like 2 or 3 months. So they were definitely holding back, you know, some of these larger bombs and some smaller munitions.
What was the reason for holding any of these back?
Gay shit. The administration,
like, worries about, like,
gay
civilian death, or
yeah, they're worried about civilian stupid shit like civilian casualties. Even Biden was during a conference. He said they weren't willing to send over some of the larger, like 2,000-pound bunker buster bombs. And they said it's because it's a small civilian area and it doesn't make sense to have those. It's all PR. They were worried about getting reelected, and they didn't want to send over some of these munitions, even though they were critical to mission success.
Okay, I disagree.
So I think the Trump administration,
from a Times
just
report,
because
in May,
based,
the White House announced
these
a decision to withhold a shipment of 1,800 2,000-pound bombs and 1,700 500-pound bombs, with then U.S. President Joe Biden threatening to freeze additional offensive weaponry if Israel launched a major military offensive in Gaza's southernmost city of Rafah, where over 1 million Palestinians were sheltering at the time. They did a full evacuation of that, and they managed to evacuate all the people. I think it was a really good idea, and it potentially saved on tens of thousands of civilian deaths if Israel would have launched that offensive before evacuating the people. So I think that was a really good use of U.S. conditional power.
Um, Yeah, that wasn't just the reason for the delay. It's not just Rafa specifically. It's not just about evacuations. Again, this was, like Biden said this in a like news or press conference, right out of his mouth. He didn't want to send over some of these larger 2,000-pound bunker buster explosives, specifically because he felt they're too powerful to use in these large, dense civilian areas. And it doesn't make any sense because, again, they're bunker busters. They're supposed to penetrate deep underground. They're not these large,
well, it doesn't
large,
make any sense because they were getting all of these. What you're describing never happened.
So again,
like, at worst, it seems like they stopped fast-tracking weapons and went through the ordinary approval process, but they never stopped them. And I don't think that statement you just said, I don't think that...
Yeah, I said they delayed. They
got delayed. They went through the ordinary approval process.
Bullshit.
It doesn't seem like PR bullshit.
They delayed for months, and again, it's for this PR bullshit. They even said this crap out loud during press conferences, admitting it straight from their mouths. Oh, we want to minimize civilian casualties, and we don't want to send over these large explosives. And they were bullshitting because they thought it made them look good on TV. So that they have, like, some deniability that they're supporting a genocide. And, again, you can see, there's these, even these idiot Muslim groups were telling people to vote for Trump. Because they're telling everybody, oh, the Democratic Party still supports a genocide. Like, this was a clear issue for them with getting votes. And they tried to play to that voter base where, oh, yeah, we're trying our best to minimize civilian casualties. Like, it's undeniable. They were delaying the transfer of munitions. And I think the Trump administration is doing a better job on that front.
Okay.
I think they're giving Israel what they need to just lay the smack down on fools.
Sure. I just think we have a very different view of international relations, but...
And no, I do not like pineapple on pizza.
All right, well...
Well, again, there's legitimate reasons for why the U.S. would want to invade Venezuela. I think the Venezuelan invasion is basically a win-win for everybody. I don't see how this could make anything worse than it already is, especially considering Venezuela is already quite bad. This reduces China, Russia, and Iran's power. So... it could even prevent, invasion of Taiwan in the future. Who knows? Okay. Or just at least make it more difficult for China.
When the
when
years have gone by,
it, so.
Yeah, when years have gone by, and we have no long-term refineries extracting oil from Venezuela, when the same regime stays in place and Trump's administration isn't really trying to like cooperate with them or do anything with them at all. Will you change your opinion on this and say, okay, well, maybe this was bad? Because these two things are absolutely going to happen.
Okay, so that's your, like, is that your more realistic or worst-case scenario?
Realistic scenario is we're not extracting any oil from Venezuela. That's just not going to happen.
Well, yeah, for the time being, I wouldn't...
When I say time... No, we're not getting any in Trump's term. It's not going to happen.
So look, their oil extraction is about 20% capacity. Again, I don't expect to see any American investment in that region for the time being.
What is for the time being mean?
Not
give a timeline.
Security guarantees. Well, it could be indefinate.
That whole point is a waste
adequate
of
adequate security guarantees. So wait. I agree with you. That doesn't mean the U.S. can't get any oil from it. It's just that. I'm not expecting to see any U.S. investment. So it doesn't mean they can't get any oil. It's just not going to be much because there's going to be a lack of U.S. investment for the foreseeable future. And that could be indefinite. Just depends on what kind of security guarantees, you know, the Trump administration or any future administration is able to give these, you know, American oil.
This is not a serious answer. If this was a serious invasion with a serious answer, then you should have this figured out beforehand. Why would you invade a country for oil and then not understand how you're going to do security guarantees when security guarantees would be one of the biggest reasons why you'd invade?
Who said that? I'm not the one making the argument that they invaded specifically for oil.
Yeah, but they don't have guarantees for anything. There's no guarantee to get rid of Hezbollah and terrorists. There's no guarantee to make them stop cooperating in any way, size, shape, or form with Russia or China. Like, none of these things are guaranteed anywhere.
So again, worst case scenario, it seems, is that we got rid of a horrible f-ing dictator.
And replaced him with the vice president of the horrible f-ing dictator.
Yes. Worst case scenario. But here's the thing. Anytime the U.S. Flexes its, like, hard power like this, it absolutely sends a message.
It sends a message that we're weak.
Sends a message that we can f*** you over. How is the U.S. weak?
Because there's the U.S. wasn't able to get what it wanted without having to use its military. Look, that's being weak. It shows that nobody takes you seriously. That's what weakness is.
Okay. So I guess the U.S. was weak when it bombed Japan, Nagasaki, and Hiroshima. Because if they were strong, they could have just negotiated, right?
No,
Showed how weak everyone was.
At that point in time, we were already engaged in open warfare with each other. That wasn't trying to convince another country to change the way.
How does military action show that you're weak?
Because when you're using military action on a country that you're not at war with, it means that the other country's not taking you seriously. That nobody gives a fuck. They're saying, oh, it's the U.S., it's whatever. Like, that's a weak country's action,
So when the U.S. is able to capture a foreign leader, do whatever the fuck it wants, get in, get out, that shows the U.S. is weak and incapable? Are you insane?
Okay. I guess we'll see how the next...
Destiny, mm-hmm. If I were to go over to your house...
Yeah.
...fuck your mom, mm-hmm. Slap you around, put you in a wheelchair, piss all over your carpet, mm-hmm. walk out... and never get charged with any crime, but I bragged about it online saying, I can do whatever I want. Look at me. The police aren't even going to do anything about it. Does that make me look weak?
If you wanted me to give you $100 and you showed up at my house, do you think you would have to beat me up for the $100? Or do you think I would probably look at you and say, I should probably give this guy the $100 because he's going to beat the shit out of me if I don't? What do you think would happen?
Let's say you're an idiot and you wouldn't just give me the $100.
Let's pretend that whole countries that are led by administrations aren't just silly, stupid, LOL, goofy people, right? Having to flex hard power shows like a lack of seriousness in terms of how other people are treating you. That's why you have to flex the hard power. That's why you have to invade. You have no negotiating strength. You have no soft power you can leverage. You have no economic power you can leverage. You just have to go and invade and blow shit up to get it done. That's a weaker position to operate from. You can still be successful in your military operations, but whatever we wanted from Venezuela, if Trump and his administration would actually put their diplomatic minds to it, we probably could have gotten the same things by just threatening it. But the fact that we have to actually go through with it means that we have no plan, nobody's taking anybody seriously.
How would we have gotten the arrest of Maduro and caused a regime change?
Well, I mean, could we not have applied pressure in any other way to that country using the UN, using other types of powers?
How would that result... How would that result in a regime change in Maduro's arrest?
I don't know. It could have been supporting the woman whose party actually won the election last time. Instead of what we just did was we undermined completely all of those people by just reinstalling the same.
Go over how that would work. Right. So Maduro.
Go over how that would work. I mean, in the first Trump administration, when he was giving the State of the Union, he literally invited one of these leaders over to the White House to sit and watch the inauguration or whatever, or the State of the Union while he was.
No, let's explore this idea.
I just told you. I just literally gave it to you. Trump's already done this stuff before. I just told you. You just don't want to hear it. I just told you.
The Trump administration should support the Democratic candidate who can get murdered by the cartel. That's what you're saying?
No, what I'm saying is what would actually make the most sense is we get rid of an evil, horrible leader, and then we put his second in command in charge. Okay. What did we accomplish by putting the vice president of the same authoritarian leader? If Maduro is so bad, how have we accomplished anything by putting his second in command in charge?
We want somebody who will play nice. Look, she saw firsthand that the U.S. can take her and do what they want with her. At the snap of Trump's fingers.
Okay.
So that would probably incentivize her to play nice with the United States for now.
And we couldn't have told Maduro that we're going to kidnap you and do this? We couldn't have just said that?
Well, gee, did you see the shit he was posting on social media? It seems they already sent those warnings and he didn't get the hint.
Why didn't he get the hint? What's Trump's problem?
Buddy, have you seen Maduro? Like, the guy's a little unhinged.
Okay.
So, I don't know. If I were the leader of a foreign country, I probably would end up playing nice with Trump, since, again, he has taken out foreign leaders already. He did assassinate some, Iranian generals and shit, already. He was also, I think, responsible for some, North Korean fishermen or something who got killed. I think that was a SEAL Team 6 up.
I don't know.
I can't remember if that was under Trump.
You guys should be ashamed of yourselves for killing each other, okay?
He has tried to take out some foreign leaders before. Like, the idea that
foreign
Maduro
leaders
wouldn't take Trump seriously. The idea, generals aren't leaders. So the idea that Maduro wouldn't take Trump seriously because, oh, it's Trump. Well, okay, he f***ed around, found out. Now everybody knows that you should take Trump seriously when he talks about taking you out.
Okay.
And now this woman who worked directly with Maduro knows Trump's serious. He can take her out when he wants to. So if the U.S.'s interest is for, you know, the leader of Venezuela to play ball with U.S. interests, she probably has a good reason to, you know, fall in line.
Okay. And what are you, going to change your opinion on this if we don't have some high level of collaboration back and forth with them? Are you going to say, oh, well, I guess this was all a failure? Or...
Like, what do you mean by that?
As so, in, when we don't have... Well, hold on. Earlier, you said that there were terrorist groups being trained there, that they have strong relationships with Russia and China, and that they were not sending the U.S. enough oil or something. None of these three things, in my mind, none of these are going to change.
Yeah, so...
So
if
none
able,
of these things
yeah,
change,
so
are you going to say that this was all a failure then?
So if they are not able to stop Russia and China from getting access to Venezuelan oil... If they're not able to prevent the transfer of weapons and, you know, terrorists or military personnel between some of these Iranian proxies or Russia and China, and they're not able to really do anything to draw, stop some of the drug trade that's going on, then, yeah, I would say for the most part, the mission was a failure.
Okay. Well, I think I'll... I mean, I guess all we can do is wait and see then. I don't think any of that stuff will come to fruition, but hey, maybe I'll be wrong.
But again, even if something is a failure, doesn't mean it wasn't a bad idea to try.
Well, I mean, if you know it's going to be a failure in advance, it makes it definitionally a bad idea, right? And anybody that understands how this administration works and the foreign politics knows that this was always going to fail.
I'm sorry, so if the U.S. lost in World War II, that would have been a bad idea to fight Hitler?
No, because we had a good reason to fight him and we had a reasonable chance of success.
Okay. Okay, so I guess stopping the spread of Islamic terrorism, fascist powers, spreading their influence throughout the world, and, trying to weaken the drug cartels, those aren't good reasons.
I don't think we're going to have accomplished any of that by the time whatever we're doing with Venezuela is over.
No. You're changing the subject now. You said there wasn't a good reason. Are those good reasons?
They could theoretically be good reasons, yeah, but there's no chance of them coming to fruition here. And I don't know if those are good reasons for invasion.
Wait.
Waiting.
So by definition, you have to have mission success for it to be a good reason to
You have to
like,
have reasonable chance
action?
Of success, yes. Otherwise, you're doing things in futility.
So if
yes.
there was no reasonable chance of success to defeat the Nazis... It still would have been a bad idea to fight the Nazis?
Yeah, probably.
We should just let them do whatever they want. Bend over, spread our assholes apart, send us to the gas chambers, I guess. Whatever, we'd lose anyway.
You would defend your homeland, you'd reinforce your defenses, and you'd hope they don't come here next.
Okay, so by definition, something isn't a bad idea just because there's not a realistic prospect of success.
No, because the prospect of success or your goal, the things you're trying to succeed in, could also be bad ideas themselves. But if you have a mission and you know there's almost no chance of the mission being successful, then the idea is probably a bad idea. Find a different way to do it.
Okay, well, again, I think the point, I think it's obvious. The point I'm trying to make here is that the ideals behind, you know, not invading Venezuela, but, you know, kidnapping Maduro, trying to set up a, you know, more friendly puppet president. Again, they're noble interests. Stopping the spread of terrorism, stopping the influence of fascist powers, and also trying to just squeeze down on the drug cartels. Those are noble, you know, interests. Now, you could argue that, you know, some of these ideas that, you know, Trump has aren't the greatest. And you could argue maybe, like, the Trump administration itself is more of the problem with how they're implementing it. But these aren't bad interests to have.
Okay. I think a rules-based world order, I think, is important. And I think it defends a lot of other freedoms and safeguards us
from further
conflict.
Okay, then you should be totally in favor of kidnapping Maduro and, you know, putting him in the U.S. court system.
No, that's
because
not really
he does
how
not
that
follow
works at
the
all.
World order. He's promoting fascism and terrorism.
Okay. I mean, that just because somebody's doing a bad thing doesn't mean that the solution has to be the invasion of that country and the deposing of the leader.
You have not given any realistic, you know, alternative.
There might not be a realistic alternative. Sometimes things just suck. I don't know. I'd have to explore the idea more, but...
Well, then, there you go. Guess what? Violence solves every problem. Okay, so this idea that, well, Trump could have put some sort of, you know, international pressure with trade or whatever, I doubt it. It's Maduro. He's making a lot of money through drug trafficking and illicit means, deals with Iran, China. So probably wouldn't really interest him. He doesn't give a fuck if the country becomes more broke. So again, violence is the most efficient way to solve every problem. It just works, okay? So
if there was a leader from another country that is Trump, will you be understanding of that? Like, we can strike back and, you know, whatever, but we'd be like, yeah, it's fair. I mean, it's the way of the world, right?
Well, so Trump did not assassinate Maduro.
I'm asking if somebody did. I didn't. I said if somebody does. If somebody does.
None of these countries recognize Maduro as a
legitimate
leader.
Trump, you would say, yeah, that's fair. I mean, we're going to fight back, obviously, but it's fair because that's just the way of the world.
No.
Okay, what if somebody captures Trump and arrests him and throws him in prison? Would that be okay?
If you like Trump or not.
Would it be okay
if
somebody arrested him and threw him in prison?
He's a democratic leader of a liberal Western nation. Maduro isn't. The guy stole an election. Every 50 countries did not recognize his presidency as legitimate. It was mathematically proven he stole the election. And again, this guy is one of the most ruthless dictators on the planet. He has killed thousands of his own citizens because there are political dissidents. 20% of the country had to flee, which is why there was that huge influx of Venezuelan migrants at the U.S. border. This guy is just an evil, horrible piece of shit. So comparing him to Trump, as bad as Trump is, it's ridiculous for you to say, oh, well, since we arrested Maduro, is it okay for China to arrest Trump? Completely. That's just a ridiculous comparison.
Okay. I'm not really comparing the two. I'm just asking if you would apply the same standard that other countries could kidnap our leaders if they felt like the United States was acting outside of an international...
This isn't the same standard. Look, if Trump stole the election
Didn't
and
Trump
was a
accuse
horrible,
Biden of stealing the election? Didn't that happen?
International terrorism and fascism, then sure. I'd be all for Trump getting kidnapped by some other country and being put to justice. But Trump hasn't stolen an election. He tried to, but this time he didn't. He won fair and square. And again, he hasn't caused 20% of the country to flee. He isn't killing political dissidents. He isn't doing any of the shit Maduro's doing. So I don't know why you're comparing Trump to Maduro.
Okay.
Again, if Trump were literally Hitler, if tomorrow he said gas the
Maduro's
Jews,
not literally
ISIS
Hitler.
The Gestapo
Maduro's
now.
Not literally Hitler, so I don't know where that
certainly.
Standard came
Kidnap
from.
Kidnap
Maduro's
Trump,
not literally Hitler, so I don't know where that came from. So
I wasn't comparing Maduro to Hitler. Okay. I was just saying
I don't know where the literally Hitler
yes,
standard comes from.
Yes, I have. You keep trying to think like act as though I have some sort of double standard. I don't have a double standard. If Trump were as bad as Maduro and was doing the same shit, he stole the election, killed political dissidents, used the drug cartels to as his own personal police force, and was also importing international Islamic terrorism and helping spread fascism through communist China. Yeah, I'd totally be in favor of somebody taking out Trump and arresting
what
him.
What if there was a military operation from Denmark that captured Trump because Trump is threatening to invade and capture Greenland?
Yeah, that's just him being a windbag.
They might not view it that way after we deposed Maduro.
Again, ridiculous. Oh my god, do you want to debate that stupid, silly topic? Trump's never going to invade Greenland. It's never going to happen. That is just Trump being a silly idiot and thinks it's funny. That's all it is.
Okay, you realize nobody else thinks it's funny, right? Literally nobody else is finding this funny, right? Other world leaders are worried. It's undermining the position of NATO.
That's why it's funny to Trump. That's why it's funny to Trump. But it's ridiculous for you to bring this up and try to act as though I have some sort of double standard.
Okay.
So it's never happening. Trump just thinks it's funny. That's why he's saying it. The guy is an unhinged dumbass with no tact. And again, that's why he's saying it, because he knows it'll ruffle so many feathers. So this, again, does not make him comparable to Maduro in any way.
I didn't say it made him comparable to Maduro, but I think that Denmark could probably feel they have some justification to try to capture the U.S. leader if he's making comments about this. And you keep saying it's a joke, but again, multiple people in the administration have talked about different ways they could do it, amounts of money that they could send, some sort of purchase or buyout, talking about the percentage of Greenlanders or whatever that want to be independent and that they should vote for it. So,
again, I don't know why you'd make the comparison between that.
Well, didn't you say one of the problems earlier was Donald Trump making jokes, or was Maduro not taking Donald Trump seriously? Didn't you say that was a big issue from Maduro? Maybe he thought they were jokes as well, no?
Well, what do you mean? The U.S. was clearly planning an attack for at least 2 months.
So that's super clear. But the Greenland thing is very clearly a joke. What does it say when the rest of the world hasn't been able to... Do you think it... Why is the rest of the world having trouble understanding this?
What has Trump done to suggest an imminent invasion of Greenland?
We invaded Venezuela, and we deposed the leadership there.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. You know what? He gave weapons to Israel to fight Hamas. Maybe that's an indication he'll, just blow up Canada. Again, this is just... stupid. So, again, Trump moved U.S. Navy vessels all around Venezuela. They're attacking drug boats. They're making clear indications that Maduro is, a target. He's had an arrest warrant out against him for, the last 6 years? There was every indication that they're going to, kidnap arrest Maduro and overthrow his regime. And chances are they gave warnings to Maduro about this, especially given how he was acting on TV, kind of making a joke about some of these things. So what indication has the U.S. made that they're, going to invade Greenland?
They keep talking about it over and over again.
Have they been maneuvering U.S. Navy vessels? Are they blowing up drug boats around Denmark? Are they saying anything about Denmark's leader being a corrupt drug trafficker? Is there anybody from that country with an arrest warrant out?
Okay. I mean, they
Trump said a gaffe on TV.
A gaffe? It's not just a gaffe. There's multiple... Wait, hold on. Can you admit that it's not just a gaffe? This has been a conversation topic for a long time.
Well, it's not a gaffe.
That multiple members of the administration are talking about. Okay.
It's not literally a gaffe, but I mean, look, dude. If I say on fucking... if I tell you I'm going to fuck your mom tonight... Should the police be worried? Should they be on alert that I'm actually going to fly to wherever your mom lives, Florida or some shit, and fuck your mom?
If you've already fucked the neighbor's mom, maybe.
Anything, literally anything, we should take it absolutely seriously. We don't need any other indication that, something is actually going on. Oh, Trump said it, so I guess that's the way it's going to be. So your evidence that Trump is going to invade Greenland and Denmark should be worried is, well, he said it on TV a bunch of times.
I mean, he's the U.S. president of the United States. He's kind of the final call on it, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? He's also Trump. We know he's a...
And he's a... That's in control of the military and...
Again, he's just saying it because he thinks it's funny. He's also joked about nuking North Korea. Were you worried that he was going to nuke North Korea and then China would have some retaliatory nuclear strike?
I was.
Were you shitting your pants every night over that? Because he has joked about nuking North Korea.
I don't think that you should...
So you don't take everything he says seriously. You okay. know he's joking about some stupid shit.
All right. That's a take.
Is it not fair to say that when Trump says some shit, you at least have to be like, this motherfucker's thinking about it, and he might do it, because he's done half the shit that he said?
Well, when it comes to things like invading Canada or Greenland, it's clear he's saying that because he's being told by, you know, national security advisors that these are going to be strategic areas, especially given climate change, because these open up new shipping routes for, like, China and Russia, you know, in these ice-riddled waters that are, like,
wasn't
now,
his last
like,
national security advisor convicted for lying to the FBI about communications with Russia? Why do we feel good about what is his current, the... His national, the last person who is the
That's irrelevant.
The NH, the only not the NHI. I'm hold on, wait. What is the position that Tulsi Gabbard has? She wasn't even informed about a lot of the Venezuela stuff. So why do we even imagine that these people are giving him information about this or advising him about it? Who knows who's advising him about it? We don't know. The DNI, the Director of National Intelligence.
The point I'm making is. He has advisors that told him about the strategic importance of places like Greenland and Canada. And because Trump thinks it's funny, he's saying, oh, well, why don't we just take it over? Like again, these are NATO-aligned nations. We have the U.S. has defense pacts with them. If the U.S. had an interest in, you know, securing these sorts, these areas because of global warming and these icebergs, you know, disappearing, opening
up new shipping
routes.
You know the one thing you could say, and what you should lead with? You should say, he has no plans of invading Greenland, and the only reason he's bringing up so much is because he wants to distract people from the Epstein files. That's the only thing maybe I could get behind, is that this is going to be a long-term thing, that whenever the Epstein files starts coming and it, you know, starting to be an issue, he brings up Greenland. But that's like almost too high of an IQ play for Trump to do.
Well, again, yeah, that's why I'm saying he thinks it's funny.
He's too stupid to think anything is funny.
He's just saying it because he thinks it's funny. He's an idiot.
But it's not even funny, though. Like,
it's funny
when he does this shit, he probably gets a million...
He's the one who thinks it's funny.
Don't you think he gets, like, a million phone calls from all of his, like, cronies that are like, hey, dipshit, can you stop destabilizing the world?
Yeah, and I'm sure he thinks it's funny.
You think...
Why wouldn't he think invading?
He wasn't just being funny when he threatened to invade Venezuela.
Yeah. I don't know why we think that.
There was literally every indication that he was going to do it.
What was different?
They moved military vessels. They started attacking.
We already have a military base in Greenland.
So you don't have to move anything. Yeah. You already have military there.
We have.
In fact, J.D. Vance went there and visited.
The U.S. has military bases in like every country. Even non-NATO aligned countries. So what are you talking about? So, like,
if your indication is that because he moved military to Venezuela, that's the indication. We already have military near Greenland, so he wouldn't have to do that. So you wouldn't get that indicator.
That is not.
Why do you think that this is different?
That is not the same thing.
So,
they moved Navy vessels around Venezuela to attack drug boats. They already had an arrest warrant out for Maduro. They were literally warning him on TV that they were going to come after him and going to arrest him.
Yeah, but it was just jokes.
And sure enough, guess what happened?
It was just a joke.
We've been talking about invading Greenland for longer than we talked about invading Venezuela.
So again, you think just... so?
Bro, I f*** motherfuckers up this run. Holy shit!
...bases in Greenland. The fact that all these NATO-aligned countries have U.S. equipment there is more proof that the U.S. would not want to invade Greenland. Because as soon as they do, they're just going to confiscate all that equipment.
No, it just means moving Navy vessels. Stop saying, they moved Navy vessels, because that's not proof. Because they would never do that for Greenland.
Yes, it is.
Because we already
have military
in there.
It shows that they're about to commit an operation. It shows they're about to commit an operation. What's the
is anyone saying they're about to commit an operation in Greenland tomorrow? Is that has
what about
anyone
Iran?
Said that?
They were sneaky about Iran. We didn't see anything there, right? It was just the fucking they turned up their transponders and they bombed them.
Your claim is that Trump is going to commit. Well, I don't know what your claim is specifically. It sounds to me like you're trying to argue that there's good indication that the U.S. is going to attack Greenland. My argument is no. The only thing you're going on is some stupid shit Trump said on TV. So what is the evidence?
Or some aside from Trump saying stupid Trump shit on TV? How about some actual shit he said on TV? Like that he wants to invade Greenland, and that military action is not okay, off the table. So, when specifically asked,
right, so
and when Stephen Miller was asked, so he said the same
evidence,
thing. And where J.D. Vance
so
was
the only evidence is Trump said so.
The president of the United States is also the commander of our military forces.
And Trump asked his generals to draw plans to invade Greenland.
Well, I guess we're going to see the release of the Epstein files. Trump said he was going to release them any day now.
Yeah, but that's something he doesn't
want to do. But it's against his interests. He doesn't. You know that he doesn't want to release
his interests. Invading Greenland is against his interests.
Is it? He seems to think it would
yes,
be epic and base.
Easily
it should be against his interest,
equipment.
Right, being Gaines? It should be, but it's not, because he keeps saying that he wants to do it. He wants to take Greenland.
Okay, and where's the indication that he's going to do it?
The fact that he says it over and over again?
The fact he keeps saying it, the fact that every other person in his administration keeps saying it, the fact that everybody keeps asking, are you willing to do military? He said, oh, well, it's not off the table. And he literally asked his military generals to draw plans to do it.
I don't think Trump has said over and over again that he's going to release the Epstein files, fully unredacted. I think he switched to, I don't care. They can do whatever with them. That's more of the stance that he took.
No, he did. He's clearly a man of his word. So he said that over and over again, that he was going
to
release
them. They literally made a law that the administration has to release them a month after the law was passed, and it's been more than a month, and they haven't done it.
Yeah, well, he's going to get around to it. He's a man of his word, clearly.
Okay.
Like, are you people?
Wait, is anybody saying that he's a man of his word? Wait, being gay, did anybody say that, or are you?
Well, it seems like it because you keep saying, "Well, he says he's going to."
No, it's that when somebody says something over and over, and all their actions correspond with that,
it
goes to show that maybe that's your intention.
What actions is he taking to invade Greenland?
Every other person in the administration keeps saying that military strikes are not off the table. Trump, it keeps getting asked, and he said it before the election, and about Canada.
Committed to prepare to invade for Greenland.
Did anybody say there's going to be an invasion for Greenland tomorrow?
You just
did anyone
said,
say that?
I didn't. I wasn't arguing that. I wasn't asking you to prove that.
So why were you asking me? Where are the actions that show they're about to strike Greenland? Invading. No one said that.
Yeah. So what are? Oh, okay. So it's just words. It's just a guy said so.
Maybe now it's just words. Maybe tomorrow it's not. Do you hear yourself right now?
Right. So the U.S. is going to destroy the NATO alliance, basically lose access to every military base in the world, and lose hundreds of billions of dollars in military equipment to invade Greenland. That's what you're arguing.
That's what Trump is saying.
Yeah, because they kept expressing that interest.
Right,
and everyone keeps saying they don't care about NATO.
We can trust Trump.
And NATO says,
that, right?
Hey, if Trump does this,
Trump
it will
do that.
Fuck up the relationship with NATO. And then Trump keeps saying it.
Right, okay. So I guess we're going to
if he cared about NATO... Wait, you understand? If he cared about the NATO alliance, he wouldn't be saying any of this, right?
He doesn't care about anything other than himself. He just thinks
then he could destroy the NATO alliance, right? Then couldn't he just... Then he could destroy the NATO alliance, no?
This doesn't mean he's going to do it. Like, what indication do you have that he's going to do it? Like, it is
saying he's going to do it. It means he could do it, and you need to take that shit seriously.
In every way, this would reduce his power and influence in the world. If he's interested in himself having more power and influence, this grandiose dictator shit, why would he do something that would reduce his power, throughout the world? So he'd lose every military access to practice.
Because he doesn't care about his power throughout the world. He just cares about his power in this hemisphere.
Oh my. So, right, and how is he going to do that when he loses access to practically every military base and loses access to hundreds of billions of dollars in U.S. military equipment?
He doesn't give a fuck. As long as he can recall it or get it back or whatever,
right,
he just doesn't care.
Okay,
so the U.S. doesn't need to be over there anyway.
Oh, okay. So, the evidence for this is he said so on TV.
What makes you so certain that if Trump was to invade Greenland, that countries in Europe would call his bluff and actually kick them out of the bases? America's pretty scary. Maybe they would just be like, okay, well, he's done now and he won't fuck with us anymore, and they would do nothing, right? Like, you don't know that, there would be an instant eviction of U.S. bases in Europe. Literally have no idea. They might just be like, okay, well, he's done. and they'd be safe. And he might be counting on that also.
If they need these bases, so if they shut down the bases and capture the equipment, what are they going to do?
First off, what makes you think they're going to shut them down and capture them? They're probably not going to do anything. Let's be real. If Trump did invade Greenland, they're all going to sit there and do lots of legal challenges and bitch and moan. But you're delusional if you think anyone's going to take any military action against the United States at all. It'd be insane. We have a psychotic leader.
The entire NATO alliance.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen.
What is the U.S. going to do? If they lose,
maybe they go into their country and depose their leader. Maybe they can go and capture their leader. Maybe.
True.
How? They lost access.
Same way they did with Venezuela. Did they have a base in Venezuela?
I'm sorry, you military experts. I don't know what I'm talking about. I forgot. The U.S. military are like magic attack ninjas that don't need any bases or any supply chains or anything
they
like that.
Those.
They're just
like you just said, they have bases all over the world.
We don't need them. Yeah, we have the bases everywhere.
Okay, you people literally aren't listening. How could you not follow that? If you were to attack Greenland, he'd lose access to those bases.
Why?
Not if he goes in and disposes every leader.
Because it would violate the NATO alliance.
We would be betraying. Do you know what else violates the NATO alliance? Talking about invading NATO countries. That's also violative of Article 1. Yes, he's already done that.
Great. So,
yep. Yes. Whatever you're going to say, yes. The answer is yes. Yep.
Great.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, you can't dismiss what he's saying.
There's no indication that he's going to do it.
He's already broken the rules.
No argument you can make.
He's already broken Article 1. He's talked about invading another NATO country. He's already violated the alliance, so
you can't fall back on like the legal shit when he's already broken the rules. Like in your world, now they're going to go start kicking him out of bases. Guess what? They're not.
Did you say Article 1?
Yep.
Commits members to peacefully resolving international disputes, upholding democratic values, liberty, rule of law, human rights. How is he? I don't even know if this is.
Keep reading. What was the next sentence? Keep reading. Keep reading.
Forming a core foundation of the alliance, peaceful conflict resolution and collective security objectives, emphasizes dialogue, conciliation, non-use of force, inconsistent with UN principles linking NATO's purpose to global stability. So
what is the opposite of dialogue? Is talking about invading another country.
That is dialogue.
Okay.
God.
So saying that I'm considering invading, if I don't
saying?
Have that is technically dialogue.
No.
How is that forced?
No, that's.
This is like saying
I don't see
I'm
how that's
invading.
A clear violation of Article 1.
Okay.
It's I'm not invading.
It
like
says
dialogue.
It's a
land.
Fucking threat.
Yes. It said force specifically. Are you saying that is the use of force?
No, it says a commitment to peaceful negotiations and a commitment to dialogue stuff. I can go and read it after I get out of this lobby if you want, but...
Okay, whatever. Like, none of you are actually giving any argument for why we should consider, like, Trump's Greenland threat serious. Like, they're just silly.
Because he's the president.
Well, the actual argument, the actual...
He's the president of the United States.
Yeah, that's really the only argument you need. Anything else that you put out is massive, massive cope on the other end. And you trying to use this like weird argument that like we just shouldn't take seriously what the president of the United States says is like an unbelievable statement.
Well, how about you give me a few Bitcoin if he ends up not invading Greenland by the end of his term? Because like it's just... Silly.
Sure. So as long as you want to wager on the other end that we won't set up any long-term refineries, that we won't have any formal agreements or negotiations we do with Venezuela to control any of the terrorist stuff going on in that country.
I never said that we would. I never made those claims.
Okay, then that whole invasion was pointless.
No. What do you mean?
We didn't accomplish anything.
It was hoped.
It's the same administration.
What do you mean we didn't
accomplish We're not getting
anything?
Any oil. All we did was waste money on deposing a foreign leader. We didn't get anything for it.
I'm sorry. So weakening Russia and China.
We didn't weaken anything.
Again,
they're still going to work with them.
Only been... How?
Because they're still going to have a relationship with those countries. What do you mean?
So capturing Russians' oil, some of Russians' oil fleet.
What, two tankers? That's it? We've shut them down now? What percentage of oil is China and Russia been getting from Venezuela? Like 2%?
Great. So they're not getting any oil from those countries. Again, presumably, this is one of the reasons why the U.S. invaded, was to stop the influx of terrorism. Presumably, they're going to try to do something to stop that.
Okay.
What do you mean?
Presumably, they won't.
Islamic terrorists are being trained there.
I think Vegan is kind of right. I think the country with the balls to do anything would be France. And France, I think they might actually pull hands and fight the U.S.
We'll see.
Well, good thing for NATO, it's a collective thing. So if France wants to do it, then everybody else.
Okay. So you people sound like you're completely brain broken. Like the idea that Trump would destroy the NATO alliance, get rid of every U.S. military base, and have hundreds of billions of U.S. military equipment just locked up, unusable, and could be used against the United States if he commits hostile enough actions. It's just retarded.
Okay.
Like I'm sorry, you're brain broken if you think that's a likely scenario.
You want to put some money on it?
I didn't say it was likely.
Dan, you
don't look, he has, another, like...
Did anyone say it was likely to be against?
Then why are you mentioning this?
Because it's unlikely doesn't mean you don't take the risk seriously.
Okay. So maybe we shouldn't let the monkeys, you know, talk to each other for too long because they mightn't write the next Shakespeare.
It's a good idea.
Okay. Let's.
We got to shut down them zoos. Apart.
What do you think the odds are compared?
Okay. So you're just wasting my time. Okay. So you're all just a waste of my time.
What if I was?
He left.
He left.
Damn. I was wasting his time. He got me.
I wasn't. I mean, I think it is pretty fantastical that Trump is going to go and invade Greenland.
You would think.
Start
you would
a
hope.
NATO war. But
only starts a NATO war if NATO fights back.
That we have to talk about it.
Well, the issue is that like we've moved so far along a gradient that, I mean, is it really that? I mean, the Venezuelan shit is crazy, and we seem to have moved on from it in a week and a half or 2 weeks.
You would have told me 4 years ago that Trump would go and steal the president of Venezuela. I would have called you a who need the rope, so.
Yeah. Call it a 10% chance that he invades Greenland. Like, that's still way, 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 way too much.
Vegan Gaines is smashing his desk. What was he smashing his desk over?
I think I accidentally triggered him. I wasn't even trying to do it.
I hope it's because he's so and he realized it walking out of there.
Yeah, sometimes he runs into that thought loops, I don't know what I would call them, and it seems like it's hard for him to not do that.
But you can't say, what's the evidence for this? And it's like, what's the evidence for it not? This motherfucker's done it multiple times. Yeah. He says he's going to do it, and occasionally he does it. There's a lot of evidence for that.
Yeah. Or like obviously he was being serious here, and obviously he was joking here, and obviously he was being serious here, and it's like, well, okay, that's kind of hard to know at this point, but...
I'm not gonna do any debates ever again. Like, maybe rare exceptions where I think I could actually learn something, but I'm never doing a debate ever again. Completely pointless arguing with anybody on anything. It's just so... and stupid. Completely pointless. I'm just so sick of listening to stupid, nonsensical shit, have people waste my time, change topics, strawman me. I'm fucking done. Don't ever ask me to debate anybody. I'm not fucking doing it anymore. I'm so pissed
with the December 9th.
Okay, I'm closing this for a sec. Maybe the roids are having a negative effect on him? Okay.
Is this performative, or is he,
No, Vegan Gains, I don't think, would ever be performative.